The chief diplomat of the Philippines says the country will not leave the United Nations, though the country's president, Rodrigo Duterte, threatened to do so after the UN called for an end to the Philippines' killings of suspected drug traffickers and addicts. Duterte was elected in May after vowing to solve drugs, criminality, and corruption in 3 to 6 months, that's a quote, by whatever means necessary, and since then hundreds have been killed by police and vigilantes. Phelim Kine is deputy director of the Asia Division for Human Rights Watch. And can you explain to us what first alerted you to the extent of the problem in the Philippines?
Well, we became aware of the problem on the horizon during the electoral campaign for now President Rodrigo Duterte. And that electoral campaign was premised on explicit promises to solve the problem of criminality, corruption, and drugs in the Philippines within 3 to 6 months of taking office by whatever means necessary. At one point, he promised to fill Manila Bay with thousands of bodies of executed, quote-unquote, criminals. And since he has taken office on June 30th, the behavior of the Philippines National Police seems to indicate that they have been granted a blank check to take extremely violent and potentially unlawful means to address the issue of drugs, and particularly targeting of so-called suspected drug users and drug dealers. In the last 6 weeks, the police have killed more than 700 suspected drug dealers and drug users.
So shocking in its scale. But to be clear, has he actually specifically directed police to kill suspects on site, or is there some interpretation going on of what he had promised?
President Duterte has used aggressive and lurid rhetoric in terms of describing the drug problem in the Philippines as a national emergency. Now, he hasn't enacted any specific policies, but he has responded to these really horrific numbers by describing this, quote unquote, as a success and by egging the police on, telling them to keep up the momentum.
Huh. Well, Duterte also campaigned, as you've mentioned, on a law and order platform, saying at an election rally, "If I make it to the presidential palace, you drug pushers, hold up men and do nothings, you better get out because I'll kill you." Then again, I mean, he won the presidency in May in the Philippines by a landslide. So how many Filipinos, you know, share his view about the extent of the problem and then also share his views about the means by which they're going about trying to solve it?
Yeah. President Duterte won the election on a plurality of the vote, 40% of the vote. So 60% of Filipinos who voted, voted for someone else. The other important element here is that in the most recent statistics released by the Philippines National Police yesterday are that more than 1,700 people have been killed in this campaign, more than 700 by the police and another 1,000 by unidentified shadowy vigilante killers. But we need to remember that we don't know who these people are. We have no idea if they were drug users or drug dealers. All we know is that they ended up dead and there has been no due legal process. And this is the frightening thing in the sense that this government cheerleading for this mass bloodletting on the streets of Philippine cities is letting loose forces that can take a gun and use it for whatever purpose they see fit because they feel the president has given them leeway to do so.
Mm. Now, Phelim, I'm kind of feeling the need for some context here because on the same day that President Duterte was inaugurated in June, at the end of June, he said publicly, quote, "If you know of any addicts, go ahead and kill them yourself, as getting their parents to do it would be too painful." I mean, what is it that's fueling his extreme positions and extreme rhetoric on this?
President Rodrigo Duterte has a very long record of publicly advocating extremely violent extrajudicial means to address the issue of crime. He was the mayor of the city of Davao in southern Philippines for more than 22 years. During that period, Human Rights Watch documented the existence of a vicious death squad that killed hundreds of people. He has been and continues to be an enthusiastic cheerleader for this violent extrajudicial approach to crime and criminality.
Well, Human Rights Watch wrote an open letter to President Duterte. The UN has condemned what's happening in the Philippines. Has any of that pressure had an effect on what's been going on there? It doesn't seem like he's responding to it.
He has dismissed criticism of this ongoing war on drugs campaign and its associated bloodletting. He is not responding to international pressure to, number one, tell the police in no uncertain terms that they cannot and should not be targeting suspects for extrajudicial execution. And number two, launching a government investigation, urgent and impartial, into these killings. It's taken a lot of people by surprise how badly things have gone so quickly.
Well, Phelim Kine is Deputy Director of the Asia Division for Human Rights Watch. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.